Hello, I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. The last movement of the Children's Corner by Claude Debussy is a cakewalk, a dance originally done by African-American slaves on plantations. The cakewalk was named for the fancy walk that dancers performed and for the cake that was the prize for the best dancer. But when Debussy wrote his cakewalk, he never really meant for anyone to dance to the piece. Lots of other composers wrote pieces that are based on dances but weren't really meant for dancing. American composer Louis Moreau Gottschalk grew up in Louisiana in the 1800s. Gottschalk was fascinated by African-American music and dance. He probably even saw people perform the cakewalk. A dance that caught on all over, but especially in 19th century Austria, was the waltz. After the waltz craze had died down, Maurice Ravel wrote a piece for orchestra called La Valse, French for the waltz. Hundreds of years ago in Europe, there were compositions called orchestral suites that were based on French court dances. Orchestral suites consist of alternating fast and slow dance movements, but they were written for listening, not dancing. When the orchestral suite migrated to Germany, Johann Sebastian Bach wrote four of the best of them. That's a gavotte, which started as a French country dance and then moved into the French court. Johann Sebastian Bach didn't just write dance suites for orchestra, he also wrote them for solo cello. Each of Bach's six cello suites ends with a dance that started out in Ireland, the jig. About 150 years after Bach wrote his suites, Edvard Grieg was asked to write music in honor of a Scandinavian playwright who lived in Bach's day. So Grieg wrote the sort of orchestral suite that composers back then had written, and he put a gavotte in it too. Even in the 20th century, composers kept going back to the orchestral suite. Maurice Ravel wrote a piece in memory of some friends and of earlier times. He called it Le Tombeau de Couperin, Couperin's tomb, after François Couperin, a composer who served the French king back in the heyday of court dancing. Speaking of court dances, one that made its way from France into all kinds of non-dancing music was the minuet. None of the minuets that Haydn put into his symphonies were meant for dancing. The world's best-known minuet is probably the one that Luigi Boccherini put into a string quintet. ¶¶ Boccherini spent a lot of time in Spain, another country with a very strong dancing tradition. Joaquin Rodrigo loved to make his music dance, including his guitar concertos. That's from a set of 16th century Spanish dances called Canarios that take their name from the Canary Islands, which belong to Spain. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it at WGUC Cincinnati with Tim Lanter and Bruce Ellis. Please join me again for more classics for kids.